I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. This is Cleveland Connection. And our first guest this morning is the Lupus Foundation. And with me right now is Suzanne Tierney. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Leslie Tierney. Good morning.
Good morning, Chelsea.
For the people who don't know what lupus is, let's start the interview off by explaining what is lupus.
All right. Yeah. Lupus is actually a quite complicated disease. It's an autoimmune disease that basically attacks a person's immune system. And what that really means is the immune system turns on itself and starts attacking healthy tissue, healthy organs. Unfortunately, we don't know why the immune system does this. And what actually happens is once the immune system starts turning on itself and attacking healthy tissue, healthy organs, we start getting signs and symptoms. They come out in rashes. Some patients suffer from hair loss. When kidney involvement is involved with lupus, protein in the urine, blood in the urine, those are the first signs. But it's really vague in the beginning, right? Those sound pretty vague. Low-grade fevers, achy joints. And these signs and symptoms, because they're vague, young women in their prime of their life are typically who are diagnosed with lupus between the ages of 15 to 42. They kind of ignore these symptoms. They think they're in the prime of their life, they're just going to get rest, or maybe they go to the doctor and they get misdiagnosed. A lot of the times patients will say that they were diagnosed with the flu in the beginning when these first signs and symptoms came about. And it's taking what we're seeing is an average of 6 years for a patient to be properly diagnosed. And there lies a problem. Patients are suffering from chronic fatigue, and you know, we're here to raise the awareness. What we want to do is help patients understand lupus earlier on, get to the right specialist, which is a rheumatologist, so that we can identify the issues and hopefully stop the immune system from damaging major organs in the body.
Is this a disease that's only found in women?
No, unfortunately, men can get lupus and children. So I did say that, you know, typically women in their childbearing years are diagnosed. That's what we're prevalently seeing. Unfortunately, men do develop lupus and children can have. So that's why we say, help us solve the cruel mystery. The Lupus Foundation has that rally cry because it is so cruel. It's unpredictable. It's mysterious. It strikes without warning. And that's why we're here, to raise awareness so that the community can understand these vague signs and symptoms we need to pay attention to. Reporting them to the physician early will help with a better diagnosis and decrease that 6-year window span of getting a proper diagnosis.
Is this a type of disease that if it's caught early on, the chances of it being treated are better as opposed to 6 years later, now it's set in?
Well, prevention is key if you could get to those issues like kidney involvement and stop them. But the truth is, we can't really tell what the progression of lupus is going to be like. It's different for every patient. The way that it affects one patient isn't going to necessarily be the same way it affects someone else. Some patients have a more mild form of lupus, which is just skin involvement, some skin rashes, discoid rashes, malar rashes, and that's more of a mild form. The more severe or life-threatening form is when it's attacking the heart, the kidney, the lungs.
Is this a disease that just kind of shows up one day?
Yeah, it strikes without warning. If you ever meet a lupus patient, it's always a great thing to just ask them, how does lupus affect them? Because it's going to be different for each person.
And it doesn't really seem like this is something that goes away.
Yes, this is a chronic autoimmune. And really the goal for every lupus patient is to find remission. But you can't find remission if you're not on the right track with proper diagnosis, medical treatment, and physician's care.
So I was reading the survey you sent over that says more than half of Americans lack understanding of lupus. And I'll have to admit, I am one of those. You know, I've heard of it before, but I really don't know much about it, which is why we're here today to learn, to raise awareness for Lupus Awareness Month. Let's talk a little bit about that survey. Can you give us some more details on it, Suzanne?
Let me give you a bigger background. About a year and a half ago, the Ohio Department of Health, along with partners, created the first ever lupus needs assessment. And the big thing that came out of that after meeting with seven different focus groups from across the state is that the people, that the constituents in those groups, their family and friends, workers, people around them did not know of lupus. So the national organization just came up with the 2019 survey. And so here's what they're saying about it. There was 1,241 respondents. 63% of Americans surveyed have never heard of lupus or know little or nothing about the disease and its symptoms. It's presenting a significant opportunity for continued public education. 30% responded that they had heard of the disease but knew little about it. 19% said they've heard of the disease but know nothing about it. And 14% said they have never heard of the disease. And note, the individuals who said they had not heard of lupus, we excluded them from the overall survey. So what this tells us is people today have heard of it, but we have much more work to do. They need to understand what it is. In order for there to be no lupus, we have to know it. And that is our mission this month. It's Lupus Awareness Month, all of May, and we're going to be sending the buzz out there. We're asking for help. We created a pledge. And Leslie, you want to share a little bit about the pledge and what we're doing as to how they can help us spread the word?
Well, we're trying to get as much awareness out there as possible, so we created a pledge. And if you visit lupusgreaterohio.org, you could visit our website to take the lupus pledge. Basically, we're taking to social media. We are wanting you to take the pledge, record yourself, nominate three friends to help raise the awareness. And if you, again, visit lupusgreaterohio.org, you could take the pledge.
If you're just tuning in with us, this is Cleveland Connection, presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. And right now, we are talking with Suzanne and Leslie Tierney from the Lupus Foundation. May is Lupus Awareness Month. What are some of the ways that you are helping raise awareness during Lupus Awareness Month?
Well, we have a very robust calendar, and as I said, we cover the whole state of Ohio. But here in the Cleveland area, we have billboards, we have kiosks all over the city of Cleveland.
We're doing a lot of stuff. So friends and family wearing purple to just raise awareness. Lots of social media posts. We're doing facts every day the month of May here so that everyone can get all those statistics and facts out about lupus. So a lot of social media presses. As Suzanne mentioned, we have billboard ads. We'll have kiosks around Cleveland. That will surely help us create more awareness and get the word out there.
Now, Suzanne, I understand that you have lupus, correct?
I do.
So let's talk about that for a minute. How does having lupus impact your daily life?
That is an enormous question, because at what point of my life? I was a child lupus patient at 9, but I wasn't diagnosed until I was 27.
Oh my goodness.
So I was misdiagnosed for many years, which didn't help my situation. But after the diagnosis and a slew of physicians, what I found is living with a chronic illness is an enormous challenge. Okay, and it can be lonely, and it can be miserable and misunderstood. And it wasn't until I got involved with the Lupus Foundation that my life changed. Most people, when they're diagnosed with a chronic illness, they need help in identifying a new them. The Lupus Foundation did that for me. All right, my old life was gone. I have a new life. I look perfectly normal, and everyone says, well, you don't look sick. And they say that about a lot of lupus patients, because you can't see the struggles that we have. I am on 23 meds a day. 2 weeks ago, I visited 5 different doctors, was at the drugstore 4 different times getting prescription. Managing the disease itself is an enormous task. I would encourage people not to try to do it on their own. The Lupus Foundation of America, our office is equipped with help. Leslie is a nurse. Two of the other staff people there have lupus. They've been with us for 20 years. They are very empathetic, and they can provide resources for them. This doesn't have to be a lonely disease. Some days you can't get out of bed. I do have to pace myself. I can't be that Wonder Woman anymore. I have to ask for help. It takes an army to hold me up, but I still have a purpose. And the purpose is to be there for other people who don't have someone to hold them up. So peer-to-peer support is very important and valuable.
I don't want to discredit, you know, when you were newly diagnosed, there was a lot of confusion in your life. And you, when you were diagnosed, you suffered from strokes, multiple TI strokes mm-hmm. that she wasn't sure how to pull all those signs and symptoms in. And although she's here today and leading a group, you know, not that you forget about those struggles, but you overcome hurdles and you try to find a way to find remission. And so that's the message I think Suzanne gives to her support groups and constituents out there, that you can live well with a chronic illness with the proper help. And you've overcome so many struggles throughout your life that you're finally at a place where you know who to reach out to, you know where to get the information from, you know how to get support. And I think that's a big part of what we're trying to share with the community today, is that it may be tough in the beginning if you don't know how to seek help.
Sure, it's easy to crawl under that blanket, okay? But I'm going to tell you, if you get up and get at it, you'll feel better. If you just lay in that bed, you're going to feel every ache, every pain, and you're going to get depressed. Okay, you have to force. The hardest chore of my day, the hardest task, is getting out of the bed. But once I do, it's slow moving, but I know I have to comb my hair. I know I have to put makeup on. I know I have to get my tasks taken care of. And that's what gives me a better quality of life. Now, not everyone isn't as resilient. I understand that. But I think a lot of times that people need to be with other people who've walked in their shoes to say, the old you is gone, we got a new one, and we're going to figure this out. And that's what the Lupus Foundation has done for me.
Wow, you are such a strong woman, Suzanne. And you mentioned the Lupus Foundation and everything that it does for you. Now let's talk about what the overall mission statement of the Lupus Foundation is.
Well, we are here to educate, to find the cause and cure for lupus and better treatments, and to create awareness. We believe in research. We have made enormous advances in the last 5 years. There is hope on the horizon. We've got the first drug ever for lupus. It took us 50 years to get it. It's not a drug for everyone. We currently have a very strong advocacy arm. We just had 400 people visit the the national capital, and we were able to get $5 million for DOD first ever lupus monies, and some of those monies were spent right here in Ohio. Right now, we are working on state legislation, and if you're interested in being an advocate, you can go to our website, and there's a spot on there where you can advocate and send to your legislators. Leslie, myself, and other people visited our state house several times in the last month. We were appalled to know that only two people knew what lupus was. So we have a lot of work to do. We are trying to get our own line item budget in the state to do programs and to continue to educate physicians, clinicians, the public, and we've made a dent. We have a lot of work to do, and we need people's help. So if they want to help us, they can be advocates via our website, and I'll automatically set up a portal for them to send letters to their legislators. And our legislators need to know that it's not okay that the funding for lupus is nilch compared to what else goes on for all the other diseases.
Overall, the main mission of the Lupus Foundation is to educate, advocate, and fund research. Currently, we are pushing a big arm with advocacy, so we need everybody's help. As Suzanne mentioned, we went to our state capitol, we met with legislators, we told them why lupus is important, why they should care. And the message they returned to us is, have the constituents you talk to register to vote and to vote to make the change. And so we're asking anyone out there that's listening to, yes, register to vote, make a change, join with the Lupus Foundation, jump on our website, lupusgreaterohio.org, join to be an advocate. And through there is a portal where we have set up for you. We'll email you right back with who your legislative is, representative is, and you can send them emails and tell them yourself why lupus is important to you and why they should care. So that's really the main mission. We have to do a big push in advocacy. There's a lot of people's help that's needed out there. And the only way we're going to get there is to fix it through our legislative issues.
If you are just tuning in, this is Cleveland Connection presented by Entercom Cleveland. I'm your host, Chelsea Lyons. And right now we are talking with Suzanne and Leslie Tierney, both from the Lupus Foundation. May is Lupus Awareness Month. So is the Lupus Foundation an actual building where people with lupus can go for help?
Well, what we do in the building is we have a training center. So we have support groups there. We have new patient education there. Okay, we have one-on-one counseling with our patient navigator, which is Leslie, and we have resources for them. So if they don't have a physician, if they need to be have a certain criteria for care, we can help them navigate their journey.
So we have a new patient education class, and we have 5 of them throughout the state. If there isn't a location close to you, you can always call the office, and we could set up one over via web. And you don't have to be newly diagnosed to attend this class. You could be a family member curious to learn more about lupus. But this is the general 101, what to know about lupus, how to live well. And then Suzanne in our office actually hosts probably the largest lupus support group in the nation, I would say. There's over 100 support group members that attend. Now, they don't all attend at one time. They kind of circle through. But your last support group was great.
It was huge.
They all took the lupus pledge. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely an extension of your family, right?
I mean, that's true.
You know,
I need them as much as they need me. Right. So it's good.
So you can come to the office for education and support. We always need volunteer help. You know, we like to think we have fun. You might not think it's fun stuffing envelopes and making packages for other patients, but it seems that a lot of patients like to come in, and when they're feeling well, have a little purpose
have
and
little
help
purpose.
Out.
And where's that located at for anyone who would be interested?
The office address is 12930. It's off of Chippewa Road in Brecksville, Ohio. We're a suburb of Cleveland, but you can always call the office at 1-888-NO-LUPUS. That's 1-888-NOLUPUS.
And Leslie, can you go over the symptoms of lupus just one more time, please, for the people who are just tuning in?
So in the beginning, very vague. Chronic fatigue, joint pain, hair loss, low-grade fevers, protein in the urine, blood in the urine, very vague signs and symptoms. And typically, lupus is diagnosed rather with extensive medical history, physician examination. There are lab works that physicians are looking at. There is no one diagnostic tool to help in the diagnosis of lupus. It's really that extensive medical history and physical examination with a rheumatologist.
So if someone's going through this, they're experiencing these, and they think they may have been misdiagnosed, what is some advice that you would give to them?
We're always happy to talk to anyone. If you call the office, you can always ask for the patient navigator. We actually have several patients within the office, and perhaps it's just thinking about the way to how to reapproach your physician about having the conversation. Your primary care physician would make a referral to you to see a rheumatologist, but you know, we don't give medical advice, but maybe we can help you direct the conversation on how to have this conversation with your medical team.
The other thing I want to share is I want to make sure that the internet today, as wonderful it is, this can be very dangerous, okay? And I really don't want lupus patients venturing off into websites that needs interpretation for them. If they're looking for sound information, the Lupus Foundation of America is the leading source for the latest, most accurate information there is. There are many, many other websites out there that are questionable. If you have a question, you call us because we are the expert specialist for lupus in the country.
Of course, when you're doing your research online, you know, the Lupus Foundation of America is a great resource for information on the web, government-related websites. Those are great places to access your information, but sometimes that information needs interpretation. So, you know, like Suzanne said, give us a call and we'll help navigate you through the process. So my role at the foundation is I'm a patient navigator. It truly is my passion, my mission to help each individual patient that reaches out to us to get on the right path. Some people may be misdiagnosed. They're not sure where to turn to. Well, let's take a step back, try to get through all, you know, the stuff that's happening and have a clear, direct path as to what is the next step.
Where can people go to get more information or if they would like to become an advocate for lupus?
Yeah, go right to our website. We actually have a national resource guide. But if you go to lupusgreaterohio.org, you can access the wealth of information Suzanne's talking about. The Lupus Foundation is the leading source of lupus education information out there. And if you call the office or fill out an inquiry form, we'd be happy to send you out a package with more detailed information. So again, the website is lupusgreaterohio.org, or pick up that phone, 1-888-NOLUPUS.
Suzanne, you look like you have something that you would like to add.
There is no I in lupus, but there is the word us. So you're not alone. And we want to thank you for helping us spread awareness. We're very grateful.
Thank you for coming in and talking with us today about this. And I look forward to seeing purple everywhere this May.
I'll stop back here and make sure you're putting on purple, okay?
Perfect.
Thank you again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.